One of the most important recent trends in management of colorectal cancer is the increasing use of surgical resection of hepatic-only metastases. I met with surgical oncologist Dr. David Geller for an update of this treatment paradigm, and he began our conversation by reviewing the evolution of thinking about this therapeutic strategy.
The history goes back almost 3 to 4 decades, the ability to perform hepatic resection surgery safely. Our morbidity and mortality have dramatically improved with liver surgery, and that comes from 2 or 3 reasons. One, we have a better understanding of liver anatomy and physiology. Second, our anesthesia techniques have improved. And third, technology has advanced to the point where we have better devices in the operating room, better ultrasound imaging and better hemostatic devices, so that now 97% of the liver resections I perform are bloodless. I can take an 80-year-old octogenarian, slice their liver in half, removing half the liver. They lose no blood. They have no hypotension or low blood pressure. And they typically skip intensive care unit and go to the floor and are home in 5 days. When I do it laparoscopically, they're home in 2 days, 2 to 3 days. So we
take out half the liver laparoscopically?
Yes. Not every case, but selectively. Thin patients with tumors away from the hilum of the liver or not involving the inferior vena cava, that laparoscopic right hemihepatectomy has been performed. Probably there's 3 or 4 surgeons in the United States that will routinely perform this. And I would say the programs in Pittsburgh, Northwestern in Chicago, Louisville in Kentucky are the 3 largest programs that perform these. So going back, we need to look at the historical perspective. Our safety has improved, our techniques have improved, and it's important to recognize that hepatic resection is the only chance for ultimate cure for these patients. At the same token, the chemotherapy, 3 and 4 drug combination therapies, in the last 5 years, we've had 4 new drugs approved for metastatic colorectal cancer. So the Cadillac therapy right now is a FOLFOX plus Avastin, which is 5-FU plus leucovorin plus oxaliplatin plus bevacizumab, which is Avastin. That 4-drug combination will have anywhere from 60 to 75% initial response rates. So it may be that we have a patient that presents with 6 metastatic colorectal cancer lesions in the liver. They go on neoadjuvant therapy prior to liver surgery, 2 or 3 of them disappear and the larger lesions are downstage. Now they're eligible for hepatic resection surgery. So the chemotherapy modalities have helped us to increase our operative indications.
And when you say, quote, 2 or 3 disappear, does that mean you're not going to resect that area?
No, I think that's a very important point. And we know that many of these, once they go off of therapy, they will recur. So when I look at every patient, I would say, let me see your worst and let me see your best. And it's important to look at the first CT scan and see when the staging was the worst. And I will go in and try and resect all tumors that were present originally. And it may be that if they're all confined to the right lobe, it's very standard. I do a right hemihepatectomy, remove half the liver. If there were bilobar tumors, I'll try and do a lobectomy on one side and a wedge resection on the other. If I identify intraoperative ultrasound, a little marble deep in the other side of the liver, that's a perfect indication for a radial frequency ablation. I'll resect the large tumors on one side. And if there's a small tumor on the other side that I can't resect, then I can perform open radial frequency ablation at the same setting as a resection and ablate that location. Other surgical options that we have include preoperative portal vein embolization. And what we're doing in that situation is we're tricking the liver, if you will, into thinking the resection's been done to cause growth or hypertrophy of the remaining segment. So if I have to remove 3/4 of a liver, and I think that remaining 1/4 is not quite enough liver mass, we can have the radiologist go in, intentionally clot off or embolize the right portal vein to cause that left lateral segment to grow a hypertrophy and wait 4 weeks. And that's enough time for that. We get about a 25% growth in that 1 month period. And that allows greater residual liver mass to perform an extended lobectomy where we may remove 2/3 to 3/4 of a liver. You need about 25% of good functional liver mass for a patient to survive.